2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Developers broke ground today on an apartment complex in Salt Lake City's Ballpark neighborhood. The developers are focusing on building smaller units in the area. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, the Amber Alert issued by Salt Lake Police about an hour ago has been canceled. The child was found safe in Tooele County. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That remains southbound I-15, even though earlier crashes that started these delays have been cleared. We have leftover backups going from about 8500 south to the point of the mountain. Redwood Road, not in good shape either. It's picked up the overflow delays from Riverton into Lehigh. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hot temperatures statewide with scattered thunderstorms over southern Utah. I'm Kevin Eubank.
97 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
The Missouri Highway State Patrol says there are fatalities, multiple fatalities, and at least 50 people injured on Amtrak's Southwest Chief 4, which derailed about 100 miles from Kansas City. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
Rob Nightingale was in his sleeper car when he says a train started rocking and flickering, as he puts it, and that he could feel it was coming off the tracks.
Then it started to tip on my side, and I saw the ground coming towards me, about the dirt and everything. So I shimmied myself up against the wall because I was afraid the glass would shatter and I'd get, tucked underneath.
Numerous cars came off the tracks. He says passengers started helping each other, that it was not mass hysteria. People were helping pull others out. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Amtrak says a train struck a dump truck. Now all eight of the train's cars are lying on their side. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Legal analysts are expressing surprise after a Utah judge granted a temporary restraining order against the state's abortion trigger law. Greg Skordas is a defense attorney, former prosecutor, and co-host of KSL at Night.
Planned Parenthood of Utah, in response to that, filed its lawsuit Saturday saying, whoa, wait a minute, you can't just enact this law yet. We've got women who are in the process of having these procedures done. We've got a lot of things going on. We don't know whether this is going to fly in the face of the Utah Constitution. So we're asking the judge, they asked the judge to withhold that law, to not put it in effect yet, just to wait until the issues can be resolved. And the judge did that. That was a little bit surprising. I don't think a lot of people expected the judge to issue this preliminary injunction today the way that he did. But he did for 14 days. It gives each side an opportunity to vet their relative positions, where he'll have a much more involved and much more sort of drawn-out hearing to decide whether or not that preliminary injunction becomes a permanent injunction while the issues are fully litigated.
Today's hearing centered around the Utah State Constitution. Attorneys for Planned Parenthood argued the state constitution protects a woman's right to an abortion. The state's attorney said the word abortion isn't in the constitution. Skorda says you have to know a little bit about how the state's constitution came about.
When the founders of the Utah Constitution got together, keep in mind that people that settled into Utah had been kicked out of states. They'd really been treated poorly. And so the founders of the Utah Constitution said, we need to add additional protections to our citizens. People in Utah have had problems getting here. The pioneers, the issues that they had to deal with really gave our founding fathers reasons to give greater protections to Utahns under the state constitution than they had already been provided under the federal constitution.
The temporary restraining order puts the trigger law on hold for 14 days. That means abortion services can resume in Utah at least for the next few weeks. The case will have its next hearing on July 11th.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.